Hey everyone, welcome. It's another WrestleMania 30 Triple X preview. This time, by the title, you know, we're going to talk about the Shield taking on, as Kevin dubbed it, the corporate kiss asses. Surprised we haven't actually heard that on TV. I figured that would have been.
Oh, especially with as much as they're loving the irony of Michael Cole arguing with JBL.
Yeah.
Or whatever you want to call that, the arguing between those two.
Yeah. Now, I'm confused by part of this, and it's not part of the match. Well, why this is going on, I don't know. But I'm confused why they haven't renamed Kane, Corporate Kane, and Michael Cole just mentioned it on Raw, the Corporate Outlaws. But the website still has Kane versus Kane and the New Age Outlaws. So, I don't know. I thought it would have fit the mold a little bit better. Like, you know, they're taking on the corporate guys. The Shield's taking on the corporate guys. But instead, it's just the regular names. And it's like, I kind of missed a little bit of branding opportunity.
Yeah, that is certainly not the biggest problem with this match.
Well,
The fact that they decided to put the air brakes on a triple threat match between the Shield just themselves, and they decided that Kane and the New Age Outlaws needed to be introduced, was certainly the largest part of this problem.
Yeah, it seemed like everything got aborted. The Shield were breaking up. You know, I mean, Dean and Roman Reigns didn't get along. Seth Rollins, 1 week, walked out on him on a tag match, and they lost.
And even on top of that, like, there's no reason, like, even though they've been playing Kane and the New Age Outlaws as sympathetic towards Triple H, they haven't really crossed paths at all.
No.
So, like, there wasn't a reason of going, oh, maybe they're in collusion together. Like, it almost seemed like they were different entities who just happened to know Triple H at different points in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So they were just doing his bidding because, you know, it made the most sense for them because they're all old.
Yeah.
But no, there was no reason for the Shield to get back together other than this match, and there was no reason for the corporate kiss asses to get together. And the last, you know, again, like you said, like, if they had given them some type of a reason, it would have made sense. But even all of the beatdowns that happened, and, oh, yeah, because it was the Shield. Mm-hmm. Okay, this part's actually accurate. Haven't involved the New Age Outlaws at all. Like, it's all been the other tag teams that are in the tag team match. Rybacksel, the Real Americans, and, well, no, I guess Goldie and Cody Rhodes weren't in there.
Mm-mm.
I'm trying to think of who the other heel team was that, you know, is just like, oh, okay, they're doing their bidding, and, you know, it's just like, oh, no, but we're going to make the New Age Outlaws the main focus of this thing. Not one of the teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just, to me, this match is like, it has like some of the CM Punk effect written on it.
Oh, okay.
Because it seemed like they were going with Daniel Bryan and Kane. And when all of that got changed, now it's this match. And, well, I'm sorry, not this match, but it's, they put Daniel Bryan, you know, all the stuff with Triple H in the main event net. Well,
right.
The Shield was clearly breaking up. Roman Reigns was clearly becoming the breakout guy in the group.
Yep.
But there was nowhere for him to go. And that's what everyone kept saying, you know, they're pushing Roman Reigns. And I'm like, where's he going? Who is going to be on that level to where he would have that breakout match or breakthrough match to make him a legitimate single star? There wasn't anything on there. So,
yeah, no, the WWE's continual problem with not establishing someone between the superstars and the breakout stars.
Yeah. And a match, maybe Sheamus, that would have been fine. You know, two guys slugging out. Sheamus is an established guy. So if you have Roman Reigns in his first high-profile match, he could have fought Sheamus. But it, then the way it kept going, especially with Seth Rollins walking out on that match, it seemed like they perfectly set up for these three guys to have one of those who's the lead dog, who's the top guy sort of matches.
Right.
And then instead, they're suddenly just all buddy-buddy and fine again. There was really no, like, reconciliation.
Yeah, no, I mean, just like the Real Americans, there wasn't any reconciliation with them. Just all of a sudden, Jack Swagger is awesome, and he's getting all the pinfalls for the team. The Shield was the same way. It's just that all of a sudden, Seth Rollins didn't really walk out on them. Dean Ambrose, weird no-show against the Wyatt family, has been swept under the rug.
Thank you. I forgot about that part. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was there. They certainly made a big deal out of it for a couple of weeks. But, you know, just it's all meant a whole lot of nothing. It's meant a whole lot of nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
so it's just kind of that. That's the other thing that is not helping this matchup is that neither of the teams, despite the Shield running, having their yard for the last year plus, it hasn't felt like their yard for a good 2 months or so.
It's been a
like,
while. Yeah, I think the affiliation with Triple H didn't help that. And I guess that's part of what they're not even really bringing that part in. Like, why is Kane making matches? Like, and I know they can say that they've been distracted, but, like, I'm trying to figure out how they've dealt with, like, some of the drama with it. Because you would think that Stephanie and them, all of them would be way more involved with it. Like, what's going on with it? Why are you guys fighting these guys?
Yeah, no, that was the only thing. They cover their asses enough. Like, I mean, and of course it was in WWE fashion where it's just like, oh, well, at least Triple H addressed the topic when the Shield talked to him this past Monday.
True.
He's just like, oh, no, he's not really affiliated with us. And I mean, the week before, I was just like, huh? Like, what the hell's going on here? It's like, why would you, you know, and I mean, you can only make a comparison to, you know, a sports team. Like, it's just like the GM doesn't know what the director of player personnel is doing.
Right, yeah.
It's just like, no, they're working pretty closely together. But in the WWE, the director of operations evidently has nothing to do with the COO or whatever the fuck Stephanie's title's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Because they never completely make that clear either.
Yeah, it was like they just needed an idea for, like, they just came up with this idea for Kane. They didn't need it. They just came up with it. And then they just went, well, figure it out. Don't worry about it. And here we are months later, and it's still...
No one's going to remember that we are trying to break up the Shield right now. Yeah. Like, it's... No. Like, the kids, they're all between 8 and 10 that watch wrestling. No one has more than a gnat's eyelash of a memory.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. It just, this to me, like, I'll go back. This was the CM Punk effect match. The Outlaws were clearly, were supposed to be revealed as like Triple H stooges. So that, you know, that sort of thing. And, you know, I don't know what their place would have been, but, you know, the Outlaws could have been involved, but it doesn't, why give, like, the Outlaws that rub when you could have taken, like, when we were talking about the tag match, you could have taken somebody else. Like, even had, like, Rybacksel. I don't know, I'm just pulling one out at the top of my head.
Well, I think you brought it up a couple of weeks ago where the team that was going to be tagging with them was going to be Harper and Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Which, at least, again, it makes some sense where they had just been having some problems with the Shield. So Bray's ready to move on, but, you know, they don't. That is fucking obnoxious.
God damn, it scared the hell out of me, too.
You know, I mean, it just makes some sense. Like, you know, at least the corporate kiss ass is there. It doesn't, age-wise, it makes sense for them to be together. But as far as, like, having an animosity towards the Shield, like, nothing's ever happened between the Shield and the New Age Outlaws. And if it did, it's been... Huh?
Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, if something's happened between the Shield and who's Medusa, it just hasn't been that big of a deal.
Yeah, it was just that one week on SmackDown where all the tag teams came out and beat down the Shield.
Oh.
That was it. So, there wasn't any animosity. It was very strange. So, there were guys, like, they broke up the primetime players for whatever reason.
No.
You know, you could have had them. You know,
yeah.
Turn them heel if you want.
Already heel. They didn't even need to turn them.
Well, they sort of, like, near the end became good guys, which is why, you know, the Titus turn was supposed to be so shocking.
Oh,
but, you know, like, they had their catchphrase, millions of dollars. Imagine them coming out in suits, just dressed, just totally slick.
Yeah.
It's been like, yeah, we finally got our millions of dollars. You know, we're working with Kane. We're getting our millions now. You know, who cares? Everyone understands
whether they're making millions or not is completely irrelevant.
Right.
Just say it and pretend like it's happening, and we're all good.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's gimmicks, whatever. I mean, Million Dollar Man, you know, if he wasn't making millions of dollars, he's making enough. But,
right.
You know? So I question the placement of the Outlaws, and it goes back to what you were saying during that tag match. When the Outlaws showed up, the tag team division went to garbage. So, you know, it's not as important now, I should say. So,
yeah, no, I mean, honestly, like, what, it's been about maybe 6 months that the tag division has been important.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I guess to me, it's just always funny because that's exactly when the WWE started to push it. Like, they started to push it just as they're going, nope, fuck all these guys.
Yeah, yep.
And they started writing against it, which is weird, because Michael Cole's mentioning it every week, JBL's mentioning it, and, you know, Jerry Lawler is just still alive, so.
Yeah. All right, well, it's prediction time. So, get your fantasy booking hat on. How are you seeing this one play out?
The Shield still delivers. Like, I there's no reason to push the Outlaws or Kane. So the Shield gets a win pretty early in the WrestleMania card.
All right. I'm actually going to disagree, but only because they're actually going to remember all of these things we brought up, how they were bickering before, how they were questioning Dean Ambrose. And I'm going to predict Dean Ambrose turns on the Shield, costs them the match, and then joins up, and we get a new Dean Ambrose coming up. And then, I guess, that I just came up with that one just to have a dissenting opinion on who's going to win. But no, I do think something will happen. The Shield...
It's as good a possibility as anything else.
Yeah. With a match with no thought should have a angle with no thought come up with immediately. So, but yeah, so we'll see. I'm looking forward to it, though. So we'll see what happens. So I'll let you take us out of here on this one. And
grandkids. We are halfway through the previews, and we are more than halfway to WrestleMania. So have a good night, and we're out of here.